Father, in Jesus' name, we do. We just thank you, Father, for him. Oh, words just fail. They come up so short. And just to say thank you, thank you, thank you, with all gratitude and thanksgiving. Lord, that we truly would live a life of a sacrifice of thanksgiving to you, Lord, in everything. Lord, how you care for us and so intimately, Lord, your hand, your gentle, loving hand, how we've never left that hand and how it has guided us all the way along. Lord, thank you again for your love and your kindness and your gentleness, Lord, and your wooing. And Lord, as they sang, as you're always saying, oh, come back to me. Lord, as you told us of that wonderful, wonderful Father, as the prodigal had left, how he just stayed and prepared, Lord, abounding in that hope, the joy and peace in believing. The feast was already made. The coat was waiting. The ring, the kiss. Not if, but when my son will come home. And I thank you for that wonderful grace. I thank you for that all-powerful love, wherewith we are loved, which we do not deserve in any way, shape, or form. But God, in his great mercy, in that love wherewith we are loved. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You gave us the one. You gave us the lamb. You gave us the sacrifice, the atonement, hallelujah, completely made, that has brought us sons to glory. And we give you the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Now, thank God for our most precious, incredible, invisible God. And so simply, as it says here, it's true. With these natural eyes, brothers and sisters, with our natural sight, we don't see him. We don't. But that is exactly and precisely the plan of grace through faith. Amen? Grace through faith. By not being able to see him was truly the only way that I could ever fall in love with him. Did you hear that? By not being able to see him was the only way that I could truly, that we could truly, especially in this day and age, I believe this is the in love with him age, the church age. By not being able to see him was the only way I could fall in love with him. The only way, praise God, is the Father says, you can't please me except you walk by faith and not by sight. Thanks be to God again that the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself for me. Praise God. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. He is the invisible God for me, that my life would live completely and only by faith, by the grace of God, so I could fall in love with him. Praise the Lord. And I thank Jesus for that. I thank him. There was a time in my life I would be frustrated as a child in the Lord. Lord, how come I can't see you? Lord, would you just appear to me? And now I've grown. And I say, oh no, Lord, I'm waiting for that time. I'm waiting for the fullness of time. I'm waiting when I, by the grace of God, will be fully ready for you. As you have waited for me, that I would be fully ready for you. And I thank him today for giving us such immense opportunity, being believers again at this time, this immense time of the greatest blessing. Matter of fact, the time of we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. All of them. All of them. Praise be to God. We are in the time that the Word of God, that nothing has been withheld from us. Think of that. Praise the Lord. I mean, Daniel had some mighty visions, incredible things that he saw. Incredible events, powerful beyond miracles. And let's just say it as it is. Powerful beyond miracles. I know he does miracles today, but I didn't get to see the miracle of a Noah's Ark. I didn't get to see the miracle of a boy David taking down the biggest giant, the strongest probably that had ever been, but for Samson. I never got to see that wonderful time of the plagues that God sent upon Egypt to let my people go. But I do see them by faith. But I never got to see them with these eyes. But hallelujah. But I live in the day and the age of the better thing. Amen. I live in the day and the time of exceeding great and precious promises. And praise be to God, it's because we live in the time of that wonderful, invisible God. Now, I understand it. The invisible God is the invisible God that has been to man all the time. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about the time that we live in of such by faith. By faith. Those miracles, those things, we weren't even like those disciples that got to live there with Jesus while he was upon that earth. But yet he has given us, yea, a better thing. Praise his God. Praise God. This is love that is proven. And proven, praise the Lord, by faith. Think of as it says there in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Again, it's the substance, faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, as we started today, that those that will abound in joy and peace, it's because they believe. Those that abound in hope have joy and peace because they believe. Amen? Praise God. And you know that joy and peace. I believe by the grace of God right now, you're believing God. I believe by the grace of God, there is great, wondrous trial going on in your life. And even though it hurts, even though there is agony, even though there is pain, even though fear is right there at the door, by the grace of God in Jesus' name, there is joy and peace in believing. Amen. And greater joy and peace than if I wasn't believing and that trial wasn't there. And that's the truth. Because for the joy and peace to be present, there needs to be opportunity for faith. Think of that. There has to be those opportunities. And that's opportunity for you. That's opportunity for me. That's why by the grace of God, if we follow Paul as he followed Christ, he says, it's not only given on behalf for you to believe like me, you're going to suffer the same. You're going to be tried the same. The love, praise God, the love is going to be proven the same. Hallelujah. It's the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I thank the Lord, by having to lay hold of faith, we see the unseen. I rejoiced. Brother Ty was speaking of this. I thank God it's just the Spirit that gives utterance. By laying hold of faith, we see the forever. By laying hold of faith, we see that the way of escape has already been made. By laying hold of faith, I call those things which be not as though they were. By laying hold of faith, I ask anything in Jesus' name and he will do it. by laying hold of faith as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Are you not thankful for faith? Praise God. Are you so thankful for the invisible God? The beauty of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to get excited about this. By having to lay hold of faith, brothers and sisters, we have the very mind of Christ and we have the very vision of God. Amen. Because by faith we see the unseen. Who sees the unseen? God. It's evident to him. So if by faith I see the unseen, you know whose vision I got? I got God's vision. I've got his very mind. I can't see it, but by faith. Hallelujah. Now you think about what Jesus said to Thomas. Blessed is he that has not seen and believed. Huh? And brothers and sisters, that's not just about Jesus himself and believing again that he had risen. That's about everything in our life. Are you in a trial today? Yes, you are. Don't even need to tell me. I know I've at least got 10. And I'm sure he knows, oh, son, you got far more than that you don't even know about. Huh? Because he loves me. He loves you. Praise God. Amen. But see, that means blessed is he that has not seen and believed. Blessed is when you get to that event in your life that you cannot see, feel, know, understand of how we're going to get through, how I'm going to move on, how God is going to do this. Praise God. That's the moment and the time of blessed. And you know what blessed means? It means you're happier. Wait a second, God. I didn't want to get to this mountain. But God said, oh no. I need you to be happier in me. Blessed is he. Blessed is he that has not seen and believed. Oh, he's laying out something here today. I'm excited. This ain't down here. I'm just reading the word. It's exciting. But blessed is he. Hallelujah. See, when we don't see it, praise God, we're in that better place. We're in a happier place. We're in a more joyful place. Praise God, we're more fortunate. I hear just a really quiet amen. It was very reserved. I know there was faith behind it. Amen. Come on, lay hold of it. Amen? Amen. No, really. Really. Because you know it. But you're afraid to say it. Because maybe you ain't walking boldly in it. Honest? Come on, let's be honest. Lord, I know you said it and it is so. But I'll tell you what, I want the evidence in my life of joy and peace in believing. And that's the abounding of the Holy Ghost. Now, I understand there are many times I have been on my knees in tears that would swallow up many a pillow. And I mean that. But I thank God that there was something encouraged of the Holy Ghost that I didn't even understand it, but he was bringing this to me. Oh, honey, I'm bringing you to the happier place. I'm bringing you to the more joyful place. I'm bringing you to the more fortunate place. Get joyful, son. Get joyful, son. Get the vision of the unseen of my Father's son. And believe. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, we all know it. That in unbelief. Boy, we can have an unbelieving party at times, can't we? When I walk apart from faith, when I walk outside of the word and the will of God, I will be miserable. I may not think I'm miserable, but I will assure you today by the word of the Lord that you will be miserable. You are walking into a trap. You are walking into a hole. You're walking into destruction. And if you keep walking that way, it will even be a death. There will be something dead. It will stink. It will stink. It'll have a stench. Don't go that way. When I walk in unbelief apart from the word of God, I am wrong. I don't care how many people tell me I'm right. I don't care if I tell me I'm right. When I walk apart from the word of God, I'm wrong. All right? When I walk apart from the word of God, I'm off. When I walk apart from the word of God, I'm literally living a big fat lie of the enemy, and he's making me a fool. Did you ever see the emperor has no clothes? Huh? That's the devil parading you around. Oh, this is just great. Look at my new suit. Man, I'm just all dressed up and looking great. Look at what I have and all that. That guy is just, excuse me, he's butt naked, and what is wrong with him? Huh? That's the truth. Wake up. Amen? Wake up. Wake up. I see some of the family of God thinking sometimes we're so happening or cool, or I'm doing it my way, and you are doing it my way. But you're being used, abused, trashed, and made an absolute idiot of the devil. The sad thing is oftentimes we bring that smear, that discouragement to our families. God help us to wake up and quit being selfish. Get out of darkness. Walk in the light. He's given us that. Amen? Because I'll tell you what, you walk that way, the word of God assures it will destroy you. The devil, he steals, he kills, and destroys. He's going to steal from you. He's going to destroy you. And if you go that way too long, it'll even kill you. And it will. But brothers and sisters, we're rich. We are so rich in him. Just to wake up to how rich we are. We are Holy Ghost rich. We are Holy Ghost believing encouragement rich to live the plan of God for us. Isn't that something? Think about that. See, and the Lord knew that we needed that. He told his disciples, honeys, you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, then you'll have power. Because you're going to need power. You think you have determination? Uh-uh. You think that you have some kind of fortitude to follow me? You don't have anything. You're weak. The enemy's going to sift you like wheat. He's going to do that to you, Peter. It's going to happen. But I'm telling you what. But greater am I. And I've overcome this world. Hallelujah. And I'm going to send you the power of my might. The power of my might. And the reason that they were able, and the reason that you're able to do such mighty, beyond, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, is because of the power of the Holy Ghost believing power in your life. It's not necessarily this power like a Samson power to go out and rip apart lions. Now, he could give that to you. I understand that. But see, we're casting down strongholds. Amen. We're coming into places, I'm talking about big palaces of spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, yes. Who are you, you little puny thing? Well, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Oh, yes. You don't think I can see you. You don't even think I even know. Oh, I'm not ignorant of your devices. And I know who fights for me. Do you know this? Do you know this? Amen. Praise God. Now, this is the proving time. This unseen life we have is the proving time for mature sons. This is the proving time for those that sincerely are in love with Jesus. Sincerely ones that truly want to and desire to reverence their husband. those that want to honor and respect the Father. I think of my children. They're out of my home now. They're somewhat on their own. I rarely see them, and that's okay. I enjoy them. I'm thankful to God I see them here in the meeting. There's nothing that could be a greater sweetness to my heart of anything that my children could ever give me than to be engaged in the house of the Lord. Amen. Now, but here they are. They're on their own. So will they choose to live all that encouragement of all those years, all of those lectures, all of those repeated things, the upbringing, the foundation of what was passed on to me from my father that I passed on to them, the pattern that was woven truly in my life by my parents, by the grace of God, virtue, determination, hard work, perseverance. See, that's the way I know that they would love me. That's how I know that they would honor me. They live those instilled values that they have been brought up in. That they would hear the voice of their daddy, just like I still hear the voice of my sweet daddy today. Amen. I hear it clear, and more clear than I've ever heard it before. Of all of those precious things that were repeated and repeated, that I told him, oh, you don't need to say it again. Oh, yes. He didn't even tell me. It was coming out again. And again and again and again. Sounds like a father I know. How about you? Huh? Well, but I think I'm going to... No. Here. But I think I've... No. And then finally you're just still. And you know that he is God. But see, that's precisely how it is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The invisible God. Do we really love him? Because one thing I know, you hear him. Oh, yes, you do. His sheep hear his voice. The question is will you respond? Will you take those things to heart? Is it that valuable to you? Or is your life more valuable to you? Do you love him? Do you really love him? All he wants you to do is believe him. Believe him. And everything he's given for you to believe, he's withheld nothing good. It's all good. It's all highly favored. I know sometimes as Christians we think, oh, I've got to sacrifice this. It's not that at all. It's fall in love. And then you gladly sacrifice. Like I said last week, you'll gladly do the dishes. You'll gladly vacuum a floor. It'll be the wonderful thing when I'm around the house. Oh, those dishes haven't been taken out. I can do it. You don't think God's in the little things? Then you've missed him. You missed him. He's just there all the time. He just wants you to believe him. To understand who you are in Christ. To take the word of God and understand that truly your life lives but one way, honey. One way. It lives by the faith of the Son of God who loves you. And gave himself for you. And here it is. Your life works in this. Your life has power in this. Your life has joy and peace in believing in this. You'll never find joy or peace anywhere else. You won't. As a matter of fact, you'll find the exact opposite. You will find exactly what you would never have in this. Amen. Isn't he good? Isn't he wonderful? Oh, Jesus, wake us up. But even more so, how about with Jesus Christ as we wrap this up? With Jesus Christ, yes, with the Father, I want to respond and honor him. But with Jesus Christ, this is the proof of true love. This with Jesus Christ is, praise God, Lord, I want to be the true worshiper who worships your Son, adores him in spirit and in truth, who understands this, who understands, as Jesus said to Thomas. There was so much more in that phrase, so beyond just blessed is he that has not seen and believed, than just his resurrection. It's the full overcoming power of the resurrection, to know him in the power of his resurrection. Blessed are you when you get to every single thing in your life that is unseen. How am I going to overcome this? By the same way that Jesus told Thomas, blessed is he that has not seen and believed. And the same victory, the same power is there. He did it by the power of his resurrection. He overcome everything in that. You get that, right? Don't listen to how I say it. Listen to how he stated it in your heart. Now, brothers and sisters, true love does not only stay in love, it grows more and more in love. Okay, I'm going to make a statement. And it ain't down on here. So these are, we're getting off notes. He went off the prompter. We need to get off the prompter, amen. But you know what? I'm growing older. I don't look the same as I did. But I don't know how he does it. But I rest assured that my wife loves me more today than she loved me when maybe I really did look pretty good. Huh? You know, a couple belt sizes ago. But I guess I've walked into that. There's just more of me to love. Huh? But do you get it? Now, why is that? Well, this guy, by the grace of God, has changed from glory to glory. But now with the Lord, see, it's that same thing. She's become to know me as I've come now to know him. And there's one way that you know him and know him more and more. You got to hear the love letters, amen. Got to keep reading them, amen. And keep hearing them. You don't just read them, you hear them. As you're reading them, they're spoken to you. And they could be even the same one in a sense of words, but yet they come in depth. They come in greater wonder because you have grown in more maturity to receive it. Amen? You get it? God's given us this example even in our own lives. Sometimes it takes a while to grow up to appreciate something, doesn't it? Even though that thing's never changed. But yet as you matured, you say, wow, I really like that. Just like acquired tastes that we have. I never used to like certain vegetables and things like that. But as I grew older, oh my goodness, I love beets. You can't even give me enough of them. Oh, you mean you're gonna take those? What were those things called? Now my mind's going out. That president didn't like them. Brussels sprouts. Man, you put those in garlic and oil and stuff. I think I could just like them Israelites. They'd be coming out my nose in the desert. I wouldn't even get in the same room as those things. But you know, them things are good. Because I've grown. They didn't change. But I changed. A wife abides faithful. She waits for her husband. His words are all the attention that she needs. His words are all the attention that she needs. His voice captivates and satisfies her through every moment. The invisible God was the only way to bring the peace that passes all understanding. And because by faith in Christ, I can be content in every state of my life, no matter the circumstance. Remember back those that saw those magnificent miracles in the desert. They still murmured because they never heard. Even the disciples, they saw him. They touched him. But yet they were still confused at that Mount of Transfiguration, weren't they? And God set them straight. Amen. You hear him. You hear him. And all I can tell you is this. I'm so thankful how blessed and spoiled we are. Because all we got are ears to hear. He knew how weak we'd be. There ain't anything else to go on. Thank him for that. He knows what he's doing. He's given you ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the church of Philadelphia. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you again in Jesus' name. Lord, you're sweet to us. You're good to us. So good. Lord, thank you that you withhold nothing from us. Thank you that we know, Lord, we're little lords of all. And thank you, by the grace of God, we want to grow up in the knowledge of it. Lord, help us to redeem the time. Help us not to be slothful. Help us not to be selfish. Help us not to be blinded by that enemy who just wants to make us stoops. Lord, help us to just press on. God, help us to put away the childish things. And let's just be satisfied with the words of the husband. Let us abide, praise God, full of faith as that readied wife. Satisfied with you alone. Thank you, Jesus, that you are all I need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.